Hare Krishna. I'd like to just tell a little story, an anecdote. Yesterday, one lady gave me a letter, and before I left Budapest for New Brajadam, I read it. And it was really an amazing letter, amazing continual testament to the power and potency of Srila Prabhupada's books. The relevant part of the letter was that this lady, who's been working for a few years for our Budapest temple, and she wrote of how she came to Krishna consciousness. She was in a small village in far away Hungary, about 2,000 people, and her parents owned a little cafe out of which they made a sort of meager living that they got by, and there were three daughters. And in the early 90s, some devotees showed up and sold the mother a Srimad Bhagavatam 1-1. And as the successive Bhagavatams came into print, devotees came back to the village and continued to sell her the whole set of Bhagavatams. And just interestingly, that in the whole village, there were two people who had the set of Bhagavatams. One was this mother of three, and the other one was the local priest. Amazing set of Bhagavatams. And but the mother was very serious. She not only bought the books, but she read them, she studied them, she told stories of them to her children. She chanted Hare Krishna, she had an altar, she offered the food that she ate, and made her daughters at least into devotees, and especially to this particular daughter. Husband wasn't really into this, and there was even one incident where after dinner he was going to throw the Bhagavad Gita into the fireplace, but she convinced him that such a calamity would befall the house, probably their whole house would burn down, that he got spooked, and so he didn't do that dastardly deed. In time, this girl sort of gradually forgot about those things, went through the typical teenage years. But still, the mother remained a devotee, came to Krishna Valley for our Namhara retreats, came for Janmashtami. To be honest, I don't know what she looks like. Maybe I recognize her. But when I asked her daughter, she said no. She'd never spoken to me. She's just another person, another face in the sea of devotees. So the end result is, here's this daughter now who's in her 30s with three children of her own, who works full-time for the temple and whose husband is quite favorable. And it's all from getting Srimad Bhagavatam. And it's all from the potency of Srila Prabhupada's books, in which contains some kind of supernatural, extraordinary potency to inspire the right person to read them, then chant Hare Krishna, then offer their food, and become devotees, and it's just amazing. It really is extraordinarily amazing. And certainly very inconceivable that such things happen. It's transcendental. I don't think that we fully grasp the insight, or rather, let me say it in a different way, that according to our level of Krishna consciousness, we can grasp the power and the workings of distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. It should not be underestimated. And they have their extraordinary ability, as in this case. So I thought I would share that today. And here in New Brajadam, Hare Krishna.